And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Life was supposed to be simple. Life was supposed to be simple and joyous. Something like when you were a little child. Perhaps you can remember when you were a little child. Then you leapt from bed every morning and ran barefoot over the carpet. And you looked forward to a day of adventure and discovery. You loved to discover things. And you learned at lightning speed. In a very short amount of time, you learned how to walk and talk and see everything around the house and know what it was and do things and climb and jump and tumble. You learned all of these things at lightning speed. Well, if you had continued along those lines, you would have become an Einstein. That's right, an Albert Einstein. He continued following the path of discovery. Once I wrote a book called The Discovery Path. It's not available anymore now, but it was a very nice book called The Discovery Path. And so you were filled with joy when you were a little child also, weren't you? And love. Joy and love and delight. Well, would you believe that you can discover that same kind of joy and delight and spontaneity, and that life can be an adventure for you now? That's right, now at age 20 or 30 or 50 or 90 or 100. It can begin now. It can begin now. What you must do is reestablish contact, which you may do even as you listen to me. As I frame these words, see, where do these words come from? These words that I'm speaking to you now. I didn't write them down on a piece of paper. I don't have notes. I didn't prepare them in advance. These words are coming to you from a cloud, from another dimension. They're coming to you from another dimension, but it's a dimension that you have within you. It's called intuition. It's called the inner light. My words are coming to you from this good source. And my words are exhorting you to wake up. How many beautiful fairy tales. And fairy tales, as you know, are meant to teach us something. They have a hidden meaning in them that little children understand. How about the stories about the beautiful, how about Sleeping Beauty? She had to be awakened by a prince. That's right. She had to be awakened by the kiss from a prince. Well, you have to be awakened. And how will you awaken? Well, you can do it right now in this very second as you listen to me. These words call you back to what you once knew in your heart before you became angry, before the tease of the world, and before your father's failing you, and before your mom's nagging, and before the pressures of the world, education pressure, peer pressure, drug pressure, performance pressure, pressure, before the pressures of the world got to you and upset you and made you cry. Yes, and not to mention cruelty and violence, and having your things stolen, and being mocked, being scorned. That's right. Being told that you're no good. Yes, a lot of children hear that. They hear it at home, behind closed doors, out in public. The parents are smiling, and everything's wonderful. But behind closed doors, the children are told that they're a burden. That's right. Things like that and much worse. Much worse. And so these pressures eventually got to you if you're like the average person. And then, because of these pressures, you fell away from that beautiful inner world that would have unfolded. The world of intuition. The world of wordless knowing. In the light of which you can make many, many discoveries and grow as you were meant to grow. So now you must refind it. And how do you refind it? Well, begin to awaken. Awaken from your daydreams. Awaken from your plans and schemes and your resentments, your angers. Let them all go. And come back to the beautiful, beautiful present, to God's beautiful present. And take a deep breath and a sigh of relief. Let your hair down and just be a regular person. And stop reacting to all the pressures with resentment and anger. And then out of resentment and anger, you feel guilty. And then for the guilt, you feel obligated to perform. Let it all go. We're talking today about coming back to God's beautiful present and living in the present with awe and wonder, delight, on a journey of discovery, something like when you were a little child. When you were a little tiny child, you were closer to God than you've ever been since. Well, you must refine that connection to your Creator. So, all right. There's been a lot of water that's gone under the bridge. You've made some mistakes. Mainly, you hated people. That's right. That was your biggest mistake. But the pressures were enormous. The pressures were intense. And you gave way. And so you became hateful and resentful and angry and determined that you would make something of yourself and get somewhere and prove them wrong and all that kind of stuff. Or perhaps you caved into the pressures and you went along. You went along for approval to not rock the boat and for them to leave you alone. Or you went along so that they would stop tormenting you. But it didn't work, did it? Because they continued with their pressures. And the more you did for them, the more they wanted. The more they demanded, they were never satisfied. And eventually, you probably, if you're like most people, you turned the hatred on yourself. That's right, you hated yourself and blamed yourself. You didn't want to hate other people. You never wanted to hate anyone. But their cruelty and their confusion was so much that you started to. And then you turned it on yourself. So now you must see that that's not any good either. Hating anybody, including yourself, is not the answer. Now you know that, of course, but see what happened. See, you didn't know any better. That was your defense. Resenting them was your defense. See, but now you must understand that there are spiritual laws that apply, just as there are spiritual laws that apply to the animal kingdom and to physics and to mathematics and chemistry. All of the material creation is subject to laws, but there are laws that govern human behavior and the human soul. That's right. And one of the laws is that we're not supposed to hate. Now, here's what hate does. Hate separates you from your own inner good. Hate reorients you. It turns your soul 180 degrees toward the outside. And then you become attracted to, you know, you're just like a magnet. So at one time, your magnet was aligned properly toward your Creator. But now your magnet is turned, your soul like a magnet is turned 180 degrees around. And so now you are attracted to all the wrong things on the outside and you repel God's inner light, which you feel as conscience. So now what you must do is turn around. That's right. And fortunately, there's nothing you have to do other than just realize that what I'm saying is true and that you've gone wrong by hating and resenting and start to let it go. Just see now that that was a mistake. You couldn't help yourself. You didn't know any better. So don't hate yourself. Don't hate other people. They're all victims. They were once upon a time little children with bright eyes also. And someone was cruel to them and pressured them. So forgive them. Forgive everyone. Start afresh. Start afresh as if you were a tourist in this world, looking around and marveling and observing all the things and all the people. And life will be so much better. And you know what? It brings you very close to the inner ground of good. from your Creator, and your closest link to Him is your intuition, what you wordlessly know in your heart. Now look, is what I'm saying not true? Don't you know in your heart that what I'm saying is true? Well, that puts you in touch with your intuition. So now just stay close to your intuition and stop doubting it. And stop hating people. And you'll begin a trajectory to become what you were always meant to be. The beautiful, beautiful swan. You thought you were an ugly duckling. No, you're actually a beautiful swan. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, but I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual. And it has something to do with God. And it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment. And being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality. The blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. You know, I think that this is my 29th year. I think I'm beginning my 30th year. Time goes by. Been around a long time. I want to read something to you from the New Testament, from the Kabbalist manuscript, an ancient Aramaic text. I'm reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Christ said, "No man rises to heaven except he who descends from heaven, the Son of Man. He is a part of heaven. And just as Moses raised the serpent in the wilderness, so it is necessary to raise the Son of Man, so that all men who believe in him will not be lost, but will have for themselves eternal life. For God so loved men and women that he gave his one and only Son, that every person who believes in him shall not be lost, but shall have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn people, but so that there would be a perfect life through him. Whoever believes completely with him will not be condemned." Well, that's very beautiful. Now look, he said a couple of things here that are very, very beautiful. First of all, he said that so that all people who believe in him will not be lost, but will have for themselves eternal life. You remember once upon a time when you were a little child. Do you remember how every day was, it was almost like an eternity every day. Remember how when you were waiting for Christmas, it seemed like it was going to be forever before Christmas finally arrived? Every day was like a forever. you got up in the morning, and especially those days of summer, for example, when there was no school, when you were just home, and you had the whole day to play and to discover things. And it was like a day of forever, of wonderful discovery. You really had no concept of time. You played and played, and then all of a sudden Mom said, lunch is ready. And you kept playing, and she said, lunch is ready, come on. The time was just, there was no time. It was endless. It was wonderful. Well, you know something? Eternal life is something like that. See, the kingdom of God is near at hand. Christ said it's in you and around you. And eternal life is knowing God. And so if you get close to your intuition, and then you know what you know, you see what you see, and you begin to realize again, you realize things you've always known in your heart. How do you realize those things? How do you know? It's because you're close to God's light. And in that light, realization, and beginning very slowly to discover just who it is that's making you realize, just who it is that loves you, just who it is that sends his light so that you might have an eternal life. Something like Star Trek. Remember, they went through the universe on an endless voyage of discovery. Well, that's the way your life will be, discovering the wonders of God and of his love and of his great green earth. It's just beautiful, and it can begin right now. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Download the free Christian meditation for stress now at SheddingShackles.com. You can also get the meditation app at SheddingShackles.com.